Introduction. Out of the 14 books that I have written, this one concerning God's highest calling is the most important. The truths found within this book will affect a Christian's eternal rewards and relationship with Jesus Christ throughout eternity. Understanding God's highest calling for His children gives wisdom and insight concerning the tests, trials, and personal suffering that are experienced in life. Jesus declared that when we know the truth on a matter, it sets us free to fulfill life without the horrible discouragement and frustration that the average person experiences when facing difficult times. In the first few chapters, we will discover some of the main reasons that motivated God to create man. Man had to be made a certain way from certain material and placed in a special place. This was necessary in order for God to fulfill His plans. We will hear why man could not be made in heaven out of heavenly material. Man was completely new, different from all other created beings. Man was a revelation to all, but the making of woman was a revolution. Angels had never seen such a beautiful and challenging creature in all their existence, for they do not have females in their race. At least, there is no record in the Bible of someone seeing and talking to an angel and thinking it was a woman. Nevertheless, God created mankind as male and female to reproduce and fill the earth with a race in God's image and likeness. In the 10th chapter of this book, we will discuss additional reasons God had for man and woman marrying and becoming one. Most preachers and most lay people know that being conformed to the image and likeness of Jesus is God's highest calling for His children. What is not as well known, however, is the process that God uses to fulfill His predestined purpose for us. This process involves two principles, the law of transformation and the process for conformity to the image and likeness of Christ. A number of years ago, while a professor in a Christian college, I taught students the 8 reasons or purposes that answer the question, "Why man?" and explained what God wanted to accomplish through this race. Later, I discussed these principles in my book, "Who Am I and Why Am I Here?" The number one purpose, of course, was for Adam and Eve to reproduce themselves until the earth was filled with a race of humankind in God's image and likeness. Adam and Eve failed by disobeying God in the Garden of Eden. They lost their likeness of God in character and nature, but kept their reproducing ability. Jesus Christ came 4,000 years later and started a new race by, first, purchasing man with His blood shed on the cross. He then sent the Holy Spirit, who enabled individuals to be born again, and thereby to become new creations in Christ, thus starting the new race of mankind called the church race. In this new church race, individuals are not recognized by natural nationality or as Jew or Gentile, but by the name of Christian. These are God's special people whom He has chosen to be conformed to the likeness of His Son. God has appointed Jesus to be the head of this new race, both now and throughout eternity. Those from this race who submit